Holy Week, Day 7, Crucifixion and Burial. For the past 7 weeks, we have journeyed together. We have gone through the Lenten journey and now this Holy Week journey. It all culminates today. It all comes together at the foot of the cross, because the cross is the great equalizer. The cross is unavoidable. Young and old, rich and poor, and now even God is crucified. The crucifixion of our Lord Jesus Christ is an event like no other. It stands unique in the history of humankind. The acts of love, kindness, and the message of hope with which Jesus came and showered us was repaid by acts of hatred, prejudice, and death. He was crucified as a death sentence for spreading love. Can these two ideas coexist? Can hatred and love walk toward the cross together? Today, as we walk with Christ toward the cross in this Lenten meditation, we are assisted by the prayers of Saint Nerses Shnorhali, the grace-filled, who in a very unique fashion is able to take concepts such as hatred and love and juxtapose them in this beautiful prayer which unravels on this Holy Friday. For Saint Nerses, it is very important that we understand that this is not an ordinary man being punished or even falsely punished for crimes. Rather, this is the Creator. This is the same one who breathed that first breath of life in the first humans. And now, that breath was being beaten out of him. Saint Nerses reminds us that the one who cried down from the cross saying, "I am thirsty," was the same one who was offered vinegar, when he in fact was the one who made the rivers flow out of Eden. Those hands which were nailed to the cross and from which blood was now dripping, those same hands had fashioned the heavens and the earth. They had written the law on the tablets. Those same hands had given sight to the blind, hearing to the deaf, had saved Peter and hushed the sea. Those same hands, which had created all of us, were now being nailed by us to the cross. Today's meditation is one of not only walking with Jesus to the crucifixion, but understanding our place within the story of crucifixion. That is, those people who nail Christ to the cross are none other than us. When we practice hatred, when we allow prejudice, when we carry anger in our hearts, we are basically putting Christ back up on that cross. We are the ones who are pounding those nails into him. Because just as we learned that when we practice good deeds to the least of Christ's brothers, we therefore do it to him, so too, when we hate, when we allow anger to rule our emotions toward our brothers and sisters, we therefore allow that hatred to go to Christ. And we participate in this crucifixion. Our Lenten journey, our Holy Week journey together, is now ending. We arrive at the cross of Christ. We stand there at the foot of the cross, looking up and seeing our Savior beaten, bleeding, and now killed. We stood there at the foot of the cross, and we stand there today, looking at Jesus as he looks down at all of us, asking for water, asking for assistance, asking for his mother, the compassion, hearing his voice as he turns to Mary and say, "Behold, here is your son. turning to John and saying, "Behold, here is your mother," reminding us that in this world we are united. We have a common thread in the crucifixion, a thread that unites us all, that is, the suffering of humankind, something that is unavoidable. At that crucifixion, we become one. For in fact, we may never be able to understand in human terms what a resurrection is. But when you talk about crucifixion, each and every one of us understands some portion of betrayal, of denial, of loneliness, of hurt, of pity, of being nailed for things that we never will understand. And at that final hour, Jesus cries out, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani? My God, why have you forsaken me?" A cry that we share many times. A cry that comes from the bottom of our hearts as well. We know the answer. We have the benefit of history. We are able to look back. But for today, as part of this Lenten and now Holy Week journey, we leave it at that. My God, why have you forsaken me? After Jesus had died, they removed his body from the cross. Joseph of Arimathea asked Pilate for the body of Jesus. Joseph was a disciple of Jesus, but secretly because he feared the Jews. With Pilate's permission, he came and took the body away. He was accompanied by Nicodemus, the man who earlier had visited Jesus by night. Nicodemus brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 75 pounds. Taking Jesus' body, the two of them wrapped it with the spices in strips of linen. This was in accordance with Jewish burial customs. At the place where Jesus was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden a new tomb, in which no one had ever been laid. They laid Jesus there. At the foot of the cross, there is only one prayer which we may pray. Lord, have mercy. This is Father Voskin inviting you to join us again tomorrow as we'll take the next step in this Holy Week journey. Until then, please join us at apostle.net, Apostolic Evangelism for an Electronic and Expanding Universe.